And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, our guests will be students from Canyon High School in northern Los Angeles County who have said they would rather hitchhike to school. Hitchhike? And I haven't heard of kids hitchhike in a long time. Then drive some of the cars that their parents have purchased for them. We'll find out what that's all about coming up. This hour, we are going to have Mr. Vernon Dozier, who is a high school educator from Glendale, California, to talk about last night's Sopranos, the television show Sopranos, and what kind of influence does a show like this have on our young people. Just a reminder, I'll be joining fans of the Phil Hendry Show for an online chat a little bit after 10 o'clock tonight at sweetfeatheryjesus.com. That's sweetfeatheryjesus.com. You can go over there, log on, get a username, and we'll do a little chat thing after the broadcast tonight at 10, and on March 31st, a webcast of the Phil Hendry Show. And Mr. Dozier, thank you for joining us.
Well, that's a great pleasure, Phil, and I wanted to make just one comment about the young man that you talked about with the automobiles.
The kids that we're going to have later on?
Yes, sir. I think it's really a sign of the times. And as an educator, I see this all the time, that young people are getting more and more entitled, and I think it is a tragedy, and I blame the parents for this.
Let's talk about it. We talk about the influence of kids. You're an educator. You're a history and science teacher, as well as a varsity football coach for the school. The show Sopranos debuted in its sixth season last night. Widely viewed, widely watched, held in high regard critically. Many people just enjoy the program. You don't watch it. You make no bones about it. Are you? Look, first question I have to ask you: Are you Italian?
No, I'm not Italian. No, I'm. German-American, German-Irish-American, Phil, but I think a program like The Sopranos does a grave disservice to, I think it does a disservice to Americans. I hear a lot of people say that it does a disservice to Italian-Americans, but I think it just flat does a disservice to Americans to see a program week in and week out glorifying crime.
Do you really think it glorifies crime? If you watch the program, doesn't it actually show a very sad and fractured life led by these people?
I don't think so. I don't think, you know, you've got very good perception, Phil, but I just don't think that 90% of the American people have that kind of perception. I think they think and they see it and they think it looks interesting. And once again, the idea of organized crime, as it is expressed through the Italian-American experience in this country, is held high, is made to look exciting. Italian-American men are made to look rough and tough. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm sure some of them are, but I think, the intimidation is there. And I think that for Italian-Americans to allow this kind of thing to continue...
What would they have to... When you talk about Italian-Americans, what do they have to do with it? I mean, I've heard Italian-American groups protesting these kinds of shows.
Well, the protests are feeble and they're sporadic at best. I think a lot of Italian Americans, look, I don't know whether they like the show or not, but as long as they keep silent, I think.
Let me just get this correct, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
Are you blaming Italian Americans for the existence of shows like Sopranos?
Well, I think that there would not be a show called The Sopranos if it wasn't for Italian Americans. I mean, they are.
Well, no, but I'm talking about law abiding.
Look, I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is that I'm beat over the head with this show once a week. Many of my students watch it, which I don't think they should because I'm a teacher to underage high school students. And, for me, I think it's wrong.
All right, let's get to the. A conversation you had with John and Mary Parecka. Is that the family?
Yes. Now the boy is John Parecka. His father is Gary, and the mother is Marlene, I think. But I talked to both these people.
Now this is an Italian American student of yours.
Yes.
All right. Now what transpired that you felt empowered to call both of these people Guineas?
Well, now. I want to be able to explain myself if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
They came in. We were doing a parent-teacher meeting, and I was showing them their son's work. And I said, by the way, I think very highly of both of you. However, because of the preponderance of this program, The Sopranos, I feel it is only natural for me and every law-abiding citizen to be a little bit angry about it. So, I feel empowered to use certain terms, and I said, now, if you two guineas, et cetera, et cetera. The reason why I said that, Phil, I know it's...
You said that it's these two parents who you think highly of.
Yes, but let me explain further. The reason why I said that is I told them both. I think they're both exemplary parents. They're great supporters of the school. John does great work. Good parents all the way around. But I said, it's nothing aimed at you. But last night on television, here it comes again. The Sopranos. And everywhere you turn around, it's The Sopranos. So I said to them, I feel it is unfortunate, but I also feel as if I have no choice. And so therefore I would say, Mr. and Mrs. Pareca, would you two guineas, and I use the word again.
And how did they respond?
Well, they were surprised, but once I explained to them why I was using the word, we shook hands, and they felt a lot better about it. But
it's amazing to me. I mean, it's like calling somebody the N-word. And
No, it's not, Mr. Andrew.
Well, why not?
Let me tell you why not. The N-word is a hateful word that has inspired violence and murder because of it. The word guinea is nowhere near as bad as the N-word. The Italian-American experience in this country, while it has been a struggle, as it is for many immigrant groups, nowhere compares to what the African-American had to go through. And I'll tell you why I know that. Because my wife is black. And so I would suggest that you just, if you're going to talk about comparing the N-word, to say just, you know, stop it right, you know, just ease it back a little bit, because I've got a black wife. And I have learned a lot from her. And I'm very grateful for her input.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher who has used the word guinea. Have you used other words in association with Italian-Americans?
Appellations which are negative are greaseball, dago, and this kind of wop and this kind of thing. And I've used them interchangeably with a number of Italian American parents. We have probably about 20 couples of Italian descent, and I've called them wop.
All right, my question is quite sincerely: have you gotten into a physical confrontation with any of these people? Because it would be, sir, I have to tell you.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you call somebody a wop, or a greaseball, or a dago. This is, for many people, these are fighting words.
These are enlightened parents Mr. Henry, you have to understand our school. These are enlightened parents. And they understand that there's, you know, too much. Enough is enough. Every week, it's either a new season of The Sopranos or it's a repeat of The Sopranos. And every week, I'm looking at the Soprano boss. My understanding, his name's Tony, has a heart attack or an anxiety attack, or somebody's getting shot. And I saw one episode, I couldn't believe it. They pretended like they were going to shoot a guy, and then this poor man soiled his pants. And this is the kind of thing. And so when we're inundated...
Yeah, but why not take on the networks of the writers? And of course, my thing is this. I mean, every time somebody says they want to take a TV show off the air, like Sopranos, I said, why would you want to take the show off the air? Why don't you do something about what inspired that show, which is the mafia?
Well, you're not going to get rid of the mafia. That's hundreds and hundreds of years old. You know.
Yeah, but if there's no mafia, there's no TV show about the mafia. Why don't people attack the problem? Rather, you are attacking...
I'm not attacking anyone. See, that's the thing you misunderstand.
Well, you're calling Italian-American parents guinea.
Look, the only reason why I call the parents, those are the only Italian-Americans that I come in contact with. If I come in contact with any Italian, that's not because they're parents. It's because...
So this is completely apart from the fact that you're a teacher and they're parents and they have kids in the school.
Well, it is and it isn't, Phil. I think it's an educational process for the parents, too. If I had a couple of parents come into the school for a parent-teacher meeting, like I had the Roberti family in last week, and I knew that The Sopranos was going to be debuting last night, so I knew what was going to happen. As Marcel Proust once said on his deathbed, after me the deluge, meaning once The Sopranos hits the air, the floodgates open. So I said to them, and I said, I hope you'll pardon me, but because this program will be airing in a few days, I feel compelled to call both of you wops. And of course they were shocked. And
of course.
Well, but I explained to them why I was calling them a couple of wops. as I said, they understood because we do have a very committed committed parents in our school.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Put Mr. Dozier on the phone, an educator, high school teacher, who finds the television show The Sopranos entirely offensive and very bad for the culture and for kids especially. And because of that, he feels he's been provoked by the constant airing of The Sopranos. He's being provoked into using the words WAP and Dago when he's talking to Italians, especially the Italian-American parents that he will often meet for parent-teacher conferences. Very bizarre. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. My understanding, he called the, I forget who the family was.
Pareka.
The Pareka family, he said, you two guineas, and then he referred to the Roberti family as a couple of WAPs.
That's, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Lives by the gun, a man who commits murder as a way of life. A man who is...
yeah, but isn't it the same man, a man who suffers from anxiety attacks, a man who has a terrible marriage, a man who can't trust his friends?
No one sees that. Nobody sees that. All they see is what has once was once described to me as that olive oil charm. And that is...
Well, see, when you say that olive oil charm, doesn't that begin to border on a kind of prejudice or bigotry toward a certain nationality?
No, it... you can't go racist on me. Let me tell you why you can't use that word. Racism means race. The Italians are national.
I said nationality.
I don't know what is. What,
well, you said that olive oil charm.
You know that you know what they call a Guinea charm. I don't look at Mr. Hendry. I want to get back to the point. The point is, I am not a bigot. But when they constantly put this show on the air, and they don't just air it once a night, they air it 3, 4, 5 times a night. They're asking, they're saying to me, they're giving me a green light. Here, let's provoke you. That's why I've tried to use as an example of how wrong it is. When parents come in who are Italian-American parents, I will say, and I, you know, again, these parents, and I will tell them, I respect you, but I have to call you a couple of oily wops. And you hope that...
Oily wops. But when you describe the reason why you're saying this, they seem to be okay with this.
Well, they understand, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm gathering, Mr. Henry, if you were a parent of my school, you wouldn't.
I'd have a problem with it, yeah. I mean, it would just not be something that I would be able to... If you're going to call me, like, I'm an Irish-American, you want to call me a Mick, I don't care, but if you keep calling me a Mick...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to get physical. I'm just saying that it would be something I'd have to take up with the administration.
Well, I can tell you this about our school administration, Mr. Henry. I have coached our high school football team now for 26 years, and for 23 of them, we've won the Tri-Valley Lettuce Belt League title. So I don't think anybody in that administration is going to be telling me what to do anytime soon. That's just the way I do it as an educator.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike? Did I not hit the right button? He's not there? All right.
No, hey, I'm here now.
All right, sir. What is your comment?
Well, I think that the amount of suffering that an ethnic group had in the past has nothing to do with bad-mouthing of the race. I think the example as an educator he should be setting is not that it's okay to bad-mouth a certain race, because it's not in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not bad-mouthing a race. What I'm saying is...
When you're calling an Italian-American a WAP, bad-mouthing.
No. What I'm saying is this. Because they want to show the mafia as being something glamorous, then that should allow me to say to a couple of parents, you and your Guinea son, etc., etc.
Where's the logic in that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because what they're saying is, here is the mafia lifestyle on TV. Mm-hmm. And every week, they beat you over the head with it like it's almost like a tire iron. And they keep beating you over the head with it until you have no choice but to be provoked into some kind of response.
So you're saying because they are showing you this, you have the right to use the word guinea?
Yes, I do.
All right, but you're not using it in anger.
No, I'm not.
You're using it toward people that you like.
Yeah, that's why it is not really a bigoted statement. I'm just simply saying to them, I hope you'll forgive me, but I have to refer to you as a Dago.
You have to refer to me as a Dago?
Yes. Are you Italian?
Yeah, I'm Italian-American.
All right. Well, I'd have to do it because every week, you, well, not you, but the Italian Italian-American experience has created an environment whereby a television show keep pouring it into my living room every week like it's so much garbage from someone's cans on the street. And what do I do about that? See? So what I do is I turn around and say, your name is Mike. I'm sure you're a nice man. Are you father?
Yes.
All right. I simply say, Mike, you're an oily wop.
Jesus, man. I mean, that's... All right, Mike, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Who are we going to here? Nikki? Hi, Nikki. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, Mr. Beher mentioned something earlier about the N-word and how it's different from calling people Kennys and Guidos and whatnot.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't agree with that at all, because they all have negative connotations. I mean, that's like walking up to some guy in short shorts and calling him a...
The N-word is particularly bad, because that's the only group of Americans that were ever enslaved. And every time you heard that word, because my wife's black, okay, so I pretty much got the lay of the land on this. Anything else?
Well, wait a minute. Is that answering your question?
No,
I did answer your question. I said my wife is black, so...
If your wife is black...
I don't think that matters.
It only matters that I think I know what I'm talking about, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I still think that the N-word, it shouldn't matter who you're saying it to, what you're saying, you know, it doesn't matter. All of it is a negative connotation, and you can't just assume that because your wife is black, you can go around spouting off the N-word.
No, I'm not saying the N-word. I'm telling you the N-word is worse than calling someone a Guido or a Dago.
It's all the same thing. You can't just go up to some Italian-American and call them that and think that they think that it's going to be okay because the Sopranos are on TV. You don't have to watch that.
You're right, I don't. But I'm an educator, Nikki, and I'm more concerned about my students who sit there and soak this stuff up like they're... It's almost like they're taking a bath in marinara sauce every night that they watch this, because what's happening is they're immersing themselves into what seems like a good thing. Oil and basil and marinara sauce. But in point of fact... someone's going to put a lid on top of them, and they're the evening's dinner, if you get my understand, you know, the kind of thing that I'm doing here, which is a...
You're using a metaphor.
That's correct.
And okay, since your wife is black, then, what about gang movies? Don't you feel that is doing pretty much the same thing as been The Sopranos? Why don't you bring that up? Gang movies.
Nikki, hold on.
Pretty much the same thing.
All right, hold on. My wife wants me to ask. What's that on? My wife wants to know if you have big hair.
No.
You don't? Are you? She wants to know, are you Italian-American?
No, I'm not. White.
She's not. Italians aren't white?
I'm sorry, I'm a mutt, okay? I'm pretty much everything, but I'm not Italian. But
she wants to know if you did.
Talking about.
She wants to know if you did have big hair, would you understand that we'd have to call you a grease ball or some kind of a grease guido or something like that?
No.
She doesn't understand. See, what I'm saying is...
Well, look at the words. I agree with Nikki. They sound insightful. When you say grease, Guido, greaseball, all of that is a negative thing. But you say it's in response to the negativity of The Sopranos coming into your living room.
That is correct, yes. And because I have a black wife, I'm pretty well versed in a lot of this.
All right, Nikki, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's huge black, yeah.
Because your wife is black doesn't mean... Are you saying because your wife is black, you therefore know the, quote, lay of the land when it comes to comparing the N-word to the word...
Well, if you're going to say to me... The N-word is if you're going to say to me calling someone, an oily guinea is the same as calling them the N-word, I would say to you with great respect, no, it's not. The N-word's worse.
Worse?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
And the reason why I say is because I've got a black wife at home, and so, in other words, I can go directly to the source. I don't have to just sit there and imagine, like a lot of white people will tell you, well, this is bad. Black people don't like that, and I'll say, well, how do you know? Well, you know, I read it somewhere, or I heard about it, and I say, well, guess what? And this is where you always get them. You know, I could be at a Starbucks, and we'll be having a discussion about race relations, and they'll say, well, this and that, this and that, this and that, and I'll say, uh-huh, that's great. Well, guess what? My wife's black, so I guess I got it. over on you, and you find people will suddenly stop, you know, nervously drink their coffee because they know that you got them. Now, when it comes to the two Italian-American parents came in, four, I should say, came in over the last couple of weeks, I said to them, with great respect, you're a couple of dagos, and I explained to them, and they didn't seem to have a problem with it.
All right, 1-800-4, they didn't seem to have a problem with it because you were using that as a form of protest against the show Sopranos.
No, it was more than a protest.
All right, but you were provoked into using it by the Sopranos.
Yeah, that is my view, yeah. That when I hear if you have that music again.
Play it again, bud. Meg, go ahead. Oh, no, hold on for a minute. I don't know where I'm at now. Meg, go ahead. It's Phil Henry, yeah.
If my child was in his classroom and he was using such words and language, such racist remarks, I would have my child pulled from that class immediately.
I don't say it in front of the kids. I say it to the parents.
It's okay to say it in front of the parents because of an age or what?
No, I say it to the parents because that's who they are.
Right. So if you were married to an Italian, would you be able to call them or call, say, black people the N-word? Would that be all right?
Well,
why
would I want to call my wife the N-word when I'm watching when I'm looking at Italians? I don't understand.
If you were married to an Italian, would you feel it was okay then to call black people different names?
Why would I call black people different names?
Well, because you say that you understand where your wife is coming from and why it's a different scenario.
Oh, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. Would you come in late on this? What I'm saying is...
Well, look, at Mr. Dozier, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Explain the premise here.
Well, I thought I already did. I spent a half hour explaining the premise.
I've been listening to the show.
Right.
I
care, ma'am, because I'm an educator. I'm a high school teacher. And when I see my kids coming in the morning and they're all of a sudden singing that song, some of them have got the little pork pie hat on. You know, they're affecting the look, what I call that Frank Sinatra look. And I know, here we go again. It's another season of Sopranos, and I've got kids that think that that's cool.
Oh,
yeah, but you don't call that, that's not race. That's called,
Look, let's just say what it is. It's a bigotry toward someone's nationality. Nobody has a choice of nationality, right?
I just don't see why I feel that you feel it's okay to say these names.
Do you believe, but you believe in mixing oils, in other words?
Yes, I do.
No. I don't.
All right, look at Meg, thank you so much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Garrett, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, I'm Italian American,
yes,
and
sir.
I can tell you that words like dago, guinea, and wop are not okay.
Well,
okay?
The
N word is not okay.
You know why I use the words, though, because, here's why.
I'll tell you, the music has nothing to do with this.
No, what I'm saying to you, sir, is this. As an educator, if the Sopranos get to be on TV, how come I don't get to say wop?
I don't understand what the, I don't.
What
get,
is that? One has nothing to do with the other.
It doesn't. Here,
no,
every
it doesn't.
Week, every week, David Chase, which by the way is short for some Italian name, but he's trying to hide it. He's trying to. Why is he trying to hide it?
A lot of writers in Hollywood shorten their names, sir.
Yeah, but why are you? Why is he hiding? Well, that's
I don't
a
think
question.
He's hiding
Wait a minute.
But it's hard to believe you're even a teacher.
What is nuts about
trying? If you were in my school system, you would have been out of a job right now.
I want to ask you a question seriously. What is nuts about wanting to bring to your students' attention the negative effect of a teleplay, which ostensibly tries to say we're against this thing, but in point of fact is supporting it?
All right, now there's the first thing. What do you see in the show Sopranos that makes you think the producers are saying support this?
Because of the, again, I have to go back to the terms that my friend here won't like, the oily way they put it. You know?
You see, now, here's another point. He talked about the smug, arrogant, oily, guinea thing. Meanwhile, listen to how smug and arrogant he sounds as he calls people oily, guinea, and dago.
No,
and
sir. No, I'm a teacher.
And before that, he said that he doesn't believe in mixing. Meanwhile, he has a black wife. So,
I was simply asking the lady. I asked the lady if she was mixing. That's
what
I was asking.
Yeah, and she said, I believe in it, and you said, well, I don't. Those
well, I mean,
words.
She considered herself to be white, and she was mixing with Italians. Number one,
no,
am I still on the air, Mr.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. When I tell you to turn the music down, I mean for you to turn that music. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Where are we going with this? Where do you see this going, Mr. Dozier, as a high school educator, as a man who finds the television show The Sopranos to be offensive, and you're using these extreme kinds of methods to make your students aware, in other words, calling their parents dagos or wops, what do you see the end result being? You think the show is going to go off the air? I mean, it doesn't appear like it's going to go off the air. I mean, the protest or the statement that you're making doesn't appear to, affect the producers of the show. Only the people that you're using this name to, this name toward, or these negative terms toward.
Well, I'm not sure you said a mouthful there, Phil. And to be honest with you, I don't know if you said anything, and I don't mean any offense by that.
No, you don't mean any offense, but you just gave it out.
Well, I don't know what you just said, but let me tell you
to what end. Is this campaign of referring to parents that come to meet with you about their kids, referring to them as dagos, wops, and greaseballs, and their oily guinea charm, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, within the next 60 days, Phil, what we are hoping to accomplish is to assemble a database of terms that are applicable to Italian-Americans. And for every episode of The Sopranos that airs over HBO, and for every cable company that carries it, I'm assembling a database of terms that will correspond to a particular kind of Sopranos episode. For instance, if it is an episode dealing with murder, we can apply guinea. If it's an episode that deals more with extortion or violence, we can call them wop. Or if it is simply one of your typical Soprano episodes where they're just charming, you know, they just act funny, and they've got that one, I forget his name, Paulie, who looks like a thug, sounds like an imbecile. Then I just call that, you oily. So, I'm sorry, but it's
you sound a little emotional.
Well, I am. I'm very emotional about it. And so if I see an episode that has that guy on it, then the next day someone's going to get hit with the full Mama's Olive Oil Guinea.
That is
a negative term, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Megan Heyer on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just basically have one question, and my question is, how does a person who is obviously well-read and educated and has gone to school to become an educator not allow himself to distinguish between reality and fiction and uses this as an excuse to push his own personal hatred upon specific group of people?
I don't have hatred. I think that is one of those charged comments. You don't have a question. You have a statement that you formed as a question.
It is a question. I don't understand.
It's not a question. It's a statement. But let me respond to your statement. First of all, the Mafia does exist. I recognize it's a fictional account, but nonetheless, it does exist. And every day on my television, here he comes, Tony Soprano, him and his crew, as they call it, and they're eating, and they're playing pool, and then they're beating a guy up, and then they're eating, or they're committing adultery, and then they eat some more, they shoot a guy, and this goes on week in and week out. And yet, if I say to you, Meg, are you Italian-American?
No, sir.
I didn't think so with the name Megan. I spoke with a guy earlier called Garrett, and he was an Italian, which I...
Yeah, that's not the point. Keep going, please.
What is not the point?
I don't know.
Yeah, so why don't
I'm wondering.
Don't tell my callers to shut up.
Well, she's.
What I'm wondering is why are
if shut her mouth.
If people, if you're using this as an excuse to use this kind of language, why aren't you using it also as an excuse to cheat on your wife and then hence murder people? Or why is it a focus on this and not on the true problem with the show and the fact that they're promoting violence? That is the question.
Megan, if you were in my class, I would say you're sinking into a deeper swamp of dumb. You're not really making any point here. You're asking a question, and yet you... what did you say?
I asked why are you not actually addressing the violence issue versus
Do you eat stromboli? Do you eat stromboli? It's a simple question.
No, I'm not understanding actually the point. You can't
answer a question
with a question.
Well, you've done nothing but make statements formed as questions, see? So I'm asking a question, making a statement too. So here it is. Do you eat stromboli? It's an easy enough question.
I don't believe so.
Oh, my God. I ask you a question.
What is the point here, Mr. Dozier?
Mr. Henry, I'm an educator, if you just allow me. Do you eat stromboli?
I don't believe so, but I eat baked ziti, I eat lasagna, I eat spaghetti bolognese.
All right, everything you've said there, I could take as statements of sexual excess. Why? Because every word you use there is also a word to describe a sex act.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking what she says. She eats baked ziti, but I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I'm a reasonable man. Right.
Yeah, I'm really actually not understanding the point, but I guess it's because I have the inability to make sense out of nonsense.
Hold on, Megan, for just a second. Mr. Dozier?
No, but you see what I'm saying? Baked lasagna actually means that she likes this.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686.
Right.
The Phil Hendry Show is
right
back.
Megan, I'm sorry I had to hold you over. Go ahead with your comment, ma'am.
I guess what my whole problem with this entire conversation is that there are much larger issues in this world, issues overseas, issues at home. And to me, the relevancy of whether or not the Sopranos are using derogatory language.
But if I asked you, ma'am, if I asked you, have you ever put a big greasy stromboli in your mouth, you don't want to answer that.
I don't want to answer it because the inflection of your voice tells me that you may very well.
It's not about
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.